My name is Zoya, and this is my audio submission for BCM 325, the Digital Artifact, Part 1. I would like to start with when I was doing my research for urban development and climate change in 2040. When I stumbled upon this website by The Guardian that is over 3 years old, I thought it was suitable for the probable future, and I was going to include this in my word count on my blog post, but it really stuck to me how depressing it sounds. So this environmentalist named Gaia Harrington, she quoted, her work predicted the collapse could come around 2040 if current trends held. And then Harrington affirmed that the bleaker scenarios put forward in a landmark 1972 MIT study, the limits to growth, that presented various outcomes for what could happen when the growth of industrial civilization collided with finite resources. And another, the MIT scientists said we needed to act now to achieve a smooth transition and avoid costs. Since that didn't happen, so we're seeing the impact of climate change. Another is, continuing to update the model provides another perspective on the challenges and opportunities we have to create a more sustainable world. I feel a sense of doom as I am reading this. Like the people who are capable of repairing and reviving the planet are more focused on their political gain and wealth. I also saw on Instagram something along the lines that, as a post on Side on Side, something costs this much compared to, let's just buy Twitter. But the thing is, the same amount of money to buy Twitter could also help a lot of people. And that really puts things into perspective. Hardly any representative has the ambition to help the future, as it does not benefit them immediately. I also found it interesting that for the preferable future to work, we, or the world, essentially have to start from scratch, like restarting a video game. As it is mentioned in the probable future part of my blog, will this really work considering everything already exists and results in how we live now? Will we essentially provide primitive lives with advanced technology, like providing a caveman with fire? What would the outcome be? And in 2040, they expect a full 180 degree turn around with no evidence to prove that we as a society failed. Like, are they trying to hide the fact that, I guess, the first attempt didn't work, so the second attempt is to restart and mask everything? And this is public knowledge. Like, I googled The Guardian article, it was so easy to find, but they do not disclose in the news that they want to restart the world. And it will cost so much, like $15 trillion. Like, that's a lot of money. And I've never heard, like, this is the first time I've ever heard that they essentially want to restart. Okay, so this is off topic, but I was talking to my mum about these urbanization predictions. And she mentioned the concept of currency and how destabilized it is. Essentially, if the value of money becomes less and less, such as money was once gold and now it is paper, and there is now no physical value, what is the actual value if money will be completely digital? And this brings us back to consider if it costs $15 trillion, what is it worth? At this rate, if by 2040 money has no value, that amount will mean nothing. But if money means nothing, it kind of feels dystopian. So how do we have so many utopian predictions if eventually most things have no purpose? Also, again, I wanted to mention the concept of exporting goods in the preferable future part of my blog. If everything is within a community like it once was, like I assume like cavemen, that is, I guess, awesome, but I guess they were a lot simpler, like everything was so much simpler compared to now. But at the same time, it feels like we're in the Hunger Games, like it would be like the Hunger Games and the anime Attack on Titan, except in these films or medias, the district supplied the capital or the main area, except what if communities were independent from each other in 2040? So does independency in a community lead to forgetting the rest of the world? So I just thought that was some interesting things. Thank you.